Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 21st edition. One more night of baseball before we head into the weekend action. 14-game slate on tap. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. Browns did. Finally got the W thanks to Baker Mayfield and company. Baseball is fun. We nailed a few things for sure. So that was a good one there. Tried to do it for you once again tonight. Before we do so, a couple things to talk to you about. Two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast is loading as we speak. It'll be up for your listening pleasure to help you get your Week 3 DraftKings preview locked and loaded. After you listen to the podcast, go to thequantedge.com and check out all the great lineup optimizer injury tools, cornerback, wide receiver matchups, and much, much more. And use promo code BENCHED when you check out and get $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. Good stuff over there. Good product they have growing. And go check them out. Promo code BENCHED. $10 off your first month. Also, if you haven't tried out Draft yet, it's a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts just the way you like them. Done in under 5 minutes. Get paid out the next day. Tons and tons of fun. Use promo code SDSports when you check out there for entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. So draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports for a free $3 entry. Last but not least, if you could give us a rating and review on iTunes, we'd much, much appreciate it. It would help us a long, long ways and keep this thing going strong. Now to your 14-game slate, your totals on the slate. You got Orioles at Yankees, total of 9. Brewers, Pirates, 8. We have the, Brewers, Pirates, 8. Mets, Nationals, 8. Rays, Blue Jays waiting on that total. Red Sox, Indians, 8. Reds, Marlins, 7.5. Royals, Tigers, 9. Phillies, Braves, 8.5. Mariners, Rangers, and Texas, 10.5. Angels, Astros, 8. Giants, Cardinals, 7.5. Rockies, D-backs, 7. Twins, A's, waiting on that one as the A's are opening it up there. Padres, Dodgers, 7.5. So a lot of rather low 8 and below totals. You got a 9 between Kansas City and Detroit. You got a 9 between Baltimore and New York. You got a 10.5 between the Mariners and the Rangers. So lots to look at here. When you look at the weather, a lot of good looks on paper. Hitting environments, wind blowing out hard to left in Washington. Wind blowing out hard to left in Pittsburgh. Hard to left in Yankee Stadium. Hard to left in Detroit. Hard to right in Cleveland. Blowing in Texas, plus a lot of rain looks like in Texas. So keep an eye on that one. That one, if the forecast stays strong, be a tough one to play there. And then wind blowing out to right in St. Louis and in Oakland. So a lot of heavy wind situations if you'd like to follow those trends. If not, just plink and plunk and make it happen. Now let's get into it. Starting with your pitchers on this 14-game slate. We have 5 guys over 10K. It's been a while for this one. But we got Jacob DeGrom at 12-4 at the Washington Nationals. We paid that $13,000-plus price tag for Scherzer last night. It was well, well worth it. Now you get a DeGrom who's faced the Nats twice this year. He's averaged almost 26 points per start. He's coming off a 30-point performance. 30, 27, 22, almost 31, 27, over 40, 35, 35, 28. The guy is amazing. You're going to use DeGrom tonight if you feel like paying up. It's that simple. The Nationals only strike out 20% of the time. Still a phenomenal matchup for DeGrom. A 32% K rate, 15% swinging strike, 45% ground ball. Everything you want to see is right there. Nats have a 3.75 team total. Lefties 267, righties 347. So Jacob DeGrom at 12-4. Very, very nice. I'll pass on Garrett Cole. I'll pass on Chris Sales. Chris Sales still getting extended. But Germán Márquez at 10-5 at Arizona, coming off a rocky start in his last time out, only 9.5 points. He's averaged 17 points in his 5 outings against the Diamondbacks this season. Last time he faced him was in Colorado two starts ago, 7 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, 11 Ks for 35.6 DraftKings points. Before this hiccup against the Giants of all teams, 35-6, 27-6, 38-2, 31-4, 22, 28, 21, 27, 30. He's been outstanding. And Arizona has waved the white flag. The lineup they put out against Cole Hamels on Wednesday was absolutely embarrassing. So if we get a lineup even close to that, we're going to be very, very excited about it. But I think Germán Márquez at 10-5, very much in play in the ballgame. The last guy in the 9K and above range, Rich Hill at $9,500 at home against the San Diego Padres. Yeah, Rich Hill can be very, very inconsistent at times. But he's faced the Padres twice, struck out 15 and 13 innings pitch, giving up 4 earned, averaging 24 DraftKings points per start against the Padres this season. He's coming off a 19-7, 18-9, 20.7, so three straight, basically 20-point performances at this $9,500 price point against a Padres team that strikes out 24% of the time. Rich Hill is a minus 270 home favorite in this matchup. He has a 27% K rate, 10% swinging strike rate, hard contact rate of only 43%. Lots and lots to like about Rich Hill. And then one thing we do like, as you know, the Padres have a team total of 2.4. It is the lowest on the slate. They have a 302 wOBA and a 165 ISO, which is actually improved upon what it used to be. So that's really, really good with the Padres. But Rich Hill at 95 is in play tonight. After Hill, we drop below the 9K range into the 8Ks, where one Luis Castillo has got the price bump, folks. He's finally got it. He's $8,800 tonight on the road against the Miami Marlins. Luis Castillo's second half numbers, he's sucking us back in, folks. He is sucking us back in. He's been much better at home than on the road this entire season. But as of late, 15-6 at the Cubs, 38.6 at St. Louis, a minus 2.7 at the Cubs, 9.2 against Washington. So still better stuff at home than on the road with Luis Castillo. But he's facing the Miami Marlins team we used Cody Reed with last night. Very gettable. Marlins strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. 24% K rate for Castillo to go with his 14% swinging strike. Near 46% ground ball rate. Does give up some hard contact, but it's a Marlins team with a 3.48 team total. Lefties 372, righties 305. And as we know, the Marlins are 290 wOBA, 122 ISO. Dreadful, dreadful offense in Miami. So Luis Castillo at 88, very, very much in play tonight. The other guy in this range, CC Sabathia, $7,500 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. He has struggled a bit against Baltimore this year, giving up 10 earned and 15 innings, striking out 15, averaging 10.2 a start. He is about a run and a half better ERA-wise at home than on the road this season at 3.13. But he got beat up a bit against Toronto his last start out. He's not as lights out as he once was earlier this year. It's more of a play against Baltimore than for CC. So if you don't like it, there's tons of other options tonight on a 14-game slate. But you look at CC, Baltimore strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties. CC's a minus 300 favorite. That is pretty, pretty good. Pretty, pretty good for $7,500. He strikes out about 21% that he faces, about a 44% ground ball rate, and he limits the hard contact to 29%, which is really, really good. And Baltimore has the second lowest total on the slate. The Padres have the lowest at 2.4. Baltimore's at 2.9. Lefties 274. Righties 313 versus Baltimore. You get a wOBA of 289, an ISO of 134 for the Orioles versus CC Sabathia. So a ton to like there. He's been shaky of late, but can he right the ship? Jason Vargas did it last night. So we could look at him as a cheaper option if you so choose. Now dropping into the 6Ks and below, I'll re-rank everybody for you at the end. John Gant, $6,900 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Gant's been very, very shaky this year. He has faced the Giants once. 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks for almost 15 points. We will take that at $6,900. It's a Giants offense that is just absolutely embarrassing right now. When you look at John Gant's numbers, Giants strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gant's got almost a 45% walk rate. I mean, not walk rate, ground ball rate, 20% strikeout rate. He does walk over 11%, which is not good. The Giants have the fourth lowest total on the slate at 3.35. Lefties 340 run, but righties 298 versus John Gant. And a 295 wOBA, 133 ISO, obviously very, very bad. So John Gant at $6,900 is very, very solid. He could be the popular play down below because it is the Giants after all, but it is worth a look. Wei-Yin Chen, $6,800. We stacked against him last time out. He's done his thing, got beat up. But at home, 1.78 ERA. On the road, 9.29. He's been outstanding at home. His last couple home starts, Toronto, 32-2. Atlanta, 32-7. Mets, 17-9. St. Louis, 23. Atlanta, 14-7. Philly, 23-9. He's been lights out at home. Now, against the Cincinnati team, it sure has got some pop versus lefties. It's not bad, but they strike out almost 22% of the time versus lefties as well. They have a team total of four, just over four. Lefties, 270. Righties, 318. So, Chen's getting it done. They have a 332 wOBA, which is good, but an average 157 ISO. Nothing too crazy there. So, Chen at 68, definitely in play tonight with the home field advantage. Other than that, you know, you could look at the likes of Sean Reed Foley if you need to go there. See which who's coming in after Liam Hendricks for the A's. Those are things we'll discuss in the Slack chat, so come join us there. We'll figure it out, or we'll discuss it if questions are brought up. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, I got DeGrom 1, Rich Hill 2, Herman Marquez 3. In the middle, I got Luis Castillo 1, CC Sabathia 2. Down below, I have Wei-Yin Chen 1, John Gant 2. So that's what we're looking at on the pitching side of things. Let's get to the bats for you now at the catcher's position. You're going to save some cash. You're not going to pay up to the 4K above guys. You can start with guys like Salvi Perez at $3,800 for Francisco Liriano. The shocker, guys, Royals are in play again tonight because Liriano, not good at baseball. The Royals have a 4.4 team total. That's on the upper half of the slate. Lefties 308, righties 381. So we're going to take a peek at that and go with the guys like Salvi Perez at $3,800. Slide on down. You got the likes of maybe Evan Gattis on a GPP only, Austin Hedges in a GPP only with their lefty matchups, but not running to play that kind of stuff. If the Seattle Texas game gets in, Mike Zunino against Sadecic at $3,500 is very, very solid. I like that in a GPP because you're basically getting Coors Field environment and you're getting a heck of a discount with the hitter. So keep an eye on that. Closer down to the bottom three, like a Williams Astudillo against Oakland at $3,200 could be in play for you. Getting to 3K and below now. Martin Maldonado at 3K versus Heaney could be worth the look. He does hit lefties really, really well. A Matt Wieters versus DeGrom at 28 GPP only. I wouldn't run to play that by any means. But like Caleb Joseph versus Sabathia, Gallagher for Kansas City versus Liriano, both at 2,700. I can definitely get behind those. So that's a few options for you. Catchers, for some reason, getting worse and worse as the year goes on. First base, now this gets fun. You got Joey Gallo day-to-day. If he's in the lineup, he's a very, very good play. He's $5,000. He's the top price first baseman, which is a little crazy. So that's something to keep in mind. After the likes of Joey Gallo, you get Paul Goldschmidt at $4,800 against Marquez. Probably not running to play that, but like a Max Muncy against Lauer at $4,800. That has a lot of upside there. You know, you go down to farther, like a Justin Bour versus Tehran is interesting. Joey Votto, not this week, but David Freese at $4,300 versus Lauer. I like that quite a bit. First base, third base eligible in that matchup is very, very nice. Carlos Santana at $4,200. G-Man Choi at $4,200. Kind of those guys that, you know, you always give a look. Justin Smoke at $4,100. You do get the opener situation there against Tampa Bay. But really nothing crazy, crazy. Stand out. Jake Bowers at $4,100 has been playing well, but I'd probably go to Choi. Josh Bell versus Chacin at $4,100 does look very nice. I do like that one quite a bit. If Jose Berrios' road struggles continue, Matt Olson at $4,100 could be a sneaky nice GPP play. That's one to keep an eye on as well. Rowdy Tellez, we talked about him. He homered and doubled yesterday for Toronto. He's $3,900. If you want to save some cash and go that direction. The farther down we look, we could check out the likes of one of the bottom half of the first base position. You can take a look at guys like Trey Mancini and Sabathia at $3,700. That's got some definite GPP upside. Jay Bruce told you he was a nice cheapie versus Scherzer yesterday. He went deep against Ross tonight at $3,600. He's another nice cheapie first base outfield option for you. Other than that, you can try to take some darts at some other guys down here if you so choose, whenever the lineups dictate it. Let's go over to second base now. You got the likes of Jose Ramirez at $5,300 versus Chris Sale. I'll probably pass on that tonight. But Robbie Cano's interesting at 52 in that matchup. Really, really like me some Whit Merrifield at $4,800. I think that's a really good play as the Royals, especially right-handed bats, are much, much alive. Altuve's not bad. And then Adelberto Mondesi, another one last night. He's 4,600. So again, Merrifield, second base outfield. Mondesi, second base shortstop. You can always get them in your lineups, folks. Going down a little farther, though, like a Travis Shaw is always interesting. It's Ivan Nova at $4,300. The Brew Crew are in a 4.2 team total. Lefties 378, righties 320 in that matchup. So a lot to go and take a look at in that one. Farther down you go, like a Joey Wendell had another nice night for us last night. He's $4,200 tonight. 20 points last night. I told you I liked him a lot. Back-to-back 20-plus point or 20 games. He's gone 20, 20, 7, 8, 7, 0, then an 8, a 10, a 9, a 9. So 7 or more in 9 of his last 10. A lot to like with Joey Wendell at $4,200 in the middle of that order against Sean Reed Foley, who's shown some life at times. But at the same time, he's very, very hittable. Lefties 369, righties 323 versus Reed Foley. Farther down you look, you're getting a nice little discount there on Rougui Odor at $4,200 versus Rosario Ramirez. Again, assuming the game plays. But a 5.1 team total for Texas. Lefties 429, righties 394 versus Rosario Ramirez. So Rougui Odor at 42 in a GPP is very, very affordable and friendly. Farther down you go now, like a Jed Jericho versus Madison Bumgarner at 41 in the GPP. We know Jericho's power versus lefties. Bumgarner's kind of bleh, whatever, and he was kind of battling a little bit of an injury of late, so keep an eye on that. Farther down you look at Jeff McNeil versus Ross at 4K at second base is very, very solid. Jason Kipnis can hit lefties well, but it's Chris Sale, so we're going to pass on that again tonight. Jed Lowry versus Berrios, similar to the Olsen deal. The A's are going to be a very interesting play tonight because we know their offense is explosive. Lefties hit 319, righties only 295 versus Berrios, but he has struggled a bit away from home this season. So if the bad Berrios shows up, the A's could be one of the very, very low-owned stacks of the night. At the same time, Berrios is legit, so maybe he'll figure it out and he'll go and just shut down everybody. It's kind of one of those hit-and-miss type things. But it's a GPP gamble for sure that could pay off big time. Farther down at the position, like a Neil Walker versus Ramirez of Baltimore at 3,500 is a nice cheaper option for you. Josh Harrison versus Chacín at 34 could be a play for you as well. You know, Colton Wong versus Bumgarner, probably not tonight. But other than that, check lineups. There will be stuff like, I always like to check in and see what his price is. Logan Forsyth is now down to $2,700. The price continues to drop for a guy hitting in the middle of a batting order. I know he's been slumping, but he's in the middle of a... I used Pete Cosmo last night. He was batting ninth for the Tigers. He was $2,500. He got me double digits. You just gamble. When the gambles hit, you get paid. It's very simple. If you're playing cash, you don't play those guys. Simple as that. Third base, again, Jose Ramirez at 53 against Chris Sale, probably passing tonight. You could give Bregman a look for Heaney at 5K. Muncy, I told you earlier, was against Lauer at 48, I like. But Justin Turner at that third base position at 47, very, very nice. You got to take a good look at that one. When you go down farther, Miguel Andujar versus Ramirez at 46, very much in play. The Yankees are going to be in a hot spot tonight. They have a total of 6.1, highest on the slate. Lefties 331, righties 306 versus Jeffrey Ramirez. So go take a look at your Bronx Bombers, especially your lefties, but I think everyone's in play against Jeffrey Ramirez. If you aren't buying into Wei-Yin Chen's home success, you got Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at 45, which is in play for sure. Again, David Freese and Travis Shaw, both 43. I like both of those at that price point. Definitely in play for you there. Moustakas at 42 as well against Nova. Very, very solid. Adrian Beltre versus Rosario Ramirez at 41. Bumgarner at 41. Both guys you can target there. You got Chapman there. Matt Duffy at 4K against Reed Foley. If you're stacking, you go there. Because he had 14 points last night. He's been very, very productive in that lineup. So don't forget Matt Duffy at 4K in your Rays stacks if you're going all in on Tampa. Which I'm not saying you have to, but they've been making us some money. Tampa, Royals, stuff like that. They've been doing us good. Farther down you go at the position, though, does get a little bleaker. Tim Beckham at 33 versus CeCe Sabathia actually isn't a bad play at all. If he's in the lineup, it's a nice value. Third base shortstop does have some pop for his left-handed pitching, so that's not horrible. Williams Astudillo, again, $3,200. Hunter Dozier, 31, is a solid play versus Liriano. We know righties, lots of power versus Liriano, and Dozier went deep last night. He's first base, third base eligible at only $3,100. He can give you some nice savings in that one. Shortstop position, you know, you got Didi versus Jeffrey Ramirez at 52, which is outstanding. That is a phenomenal play. Absolutely love it. Manny Machado versus Lauer at 48 is very, very nice. These Dodgers are going to light him up tonight. Team total of 5.12, third highest on the slate. Lefties 356, righties 347. Pray for Eric Lauer tonight. Just pray for him. The Dodgers should, on paper, beat the living snot out of Eric Lauer. I actually like them more than the Yankees. Going on farther down, again, Adalberto Mondesi at 46, we like quite a bit. Paul DeJong's a GPP play versus Bumgarner at 44. Gene Segura versus the Texas bullpen at 43 is very interesting as well. Willy Adames, I love him because he's red hot. He didn't start, pulled him out of the lineup. He comes in and pinch hits, and he still gets you 11 DraftKings points. So he would have paid off if I left him in there. He's just got a hot bat going at 4K. Again, another piece. You can stack a lot of different ways in Tampa. Again, if you have questions on it, hit me up in the Slack chat. I'll point you in the best direction I see fit at the time, based on the lineup. But Jorge Polanco, Minnesota, 4K against Hendricks in the A's bullpen's interesting. Marwin Gonzalez, $3,800, outfield shortstop against Heaney, switch hitting, like that quite a bit for value. If you want a piece of the Astros, again, Tim Beckham's $3,300. Ari Adrianza, 31, another cheapy Twins option. Heading to the outfield, you got Christian Yelich at 58 versus Nova, which is outstanding. You got the Bronx Bombers, you got the Boston boys. Boston just clinched. They got Trevor Bauer today. That could be an interesting lineup to keep an eye on. Ronald Acuna Jr. is not bad at all at 53. He's hitting everybody. Again, sliding on down Joey Gallo at 5K. If he's in the lineup, you can look at him. Mike Trout is 5K versus Garrett Cole. On a GPP, I don't hate that at all. You're getting a discount on Trout. Just realize the risk you have involved there. Tommy Pham's $4,900. We'd be back on the Pham wagon if you're there. 31 more points last night. He's gone 31. 31, 8, and 3. He's been hitting really, really well. So keep an eye on Tommy Pham at that $4,900 price point. That 31 was two nights ago. DraftKings has not apparently updated yesterday's stats. That's awfully nice of them. Whit Merrifield, $4,800. Told you how much we liked him. Starling Marte at 47 is not bad at all. Keep an eye on those. Michael Conforto is absolutely crushing it. 24 homers in the second half. Hit number 27 last night off of Max Scherzer. So Conforto at $4,600, very, very nice against Ross in that matchup. The Mets could be sneaky good. Guys to target, total of 4.25, lefties 398, righties 388 versus Joe Ross. So the Mets could be one of those quiet ones tonight. Going down farther in the 4K range here, got like Denard Spans, George Springer's at 45 could be worth a look there. Aaron Hicks at 44 versus Yeffrey Ramirez, very, very solid play there. Curtis Granderson at 44, not bad either. Juan Soto in a GPP if you're feeling frisky. Hunter Renfroe versus Rich Hill in a GPP at 43, I do like those. You can get to Rich Hill with a little bit of pop. He gives up a lot of hard contact. Does a good job of limiting things. You know, Padres do have the lowest total. He's a reverse splits guy. His lefties hit 355, righties 316. The same time, tons of hard contact benefits guys like Renfroe and company when you're trying those GPP darts. Farther down you go, you got the likes of Schebler versus Chen. He does have good lefty-lefty matchups there. Marcelo Zuna at $4,200 versus Bumgarner is very intriguing. I do really like some Nick Castellanos at 42. The Tigers, again, they're a lineup. When it comes out, you look for value in that lineup. They're facing Ian Kennedy. They have a team total of 4.65. It's like sixth highest on the slate for the Detroit Tigers, folks. Lefties 349, righties 368 off Kennedy. I think Castellanos at 42, very, very nice. He had a big night last night going deep and whatnot. So 42 for Castellanos. Definitely take a look at that. Switch hitting Cedric Mullins for Baltimore at $4,200 is not horrible as well. Leading off for them against CC Sabathia. Mentioned Jake Bowers at 41 already. Kiki Hernandez versus Lauer at $4,100. We know how he likes to hit his lefties. He's second base outfield eligible, so keep an eye on him. Odubel Herrera versus Tehran at 4K is very interesting in a GPP. Sliding on down below 4,000 now. I can Adam Jones at $3,900 for CC. That's solid. I'm pretty sure he's got some good history there against CC in those matchups. Marwin Gonzalez at 38. We do like that quite a bit. If Nick Williams is in the lineup, he's day-to-day, but keep an eye on him against Tehran. Trey Mancini at 37 versus Sabathia. We mentioned him already. If you want a low-owned play, Jordan Luplow, if he's still hitting in the middle of that Pittsburgh lineup, he's $3,700 versus Chessine. Not like it's a must play, but it could be one of those kind of pivot plays. I'd probably rather go $3,600 for Jay Bruce, to be totally honest. I'd do that route. See how that turns out for you. Then the farther down you go, you're going to have to play lineup games pretty much because it's all hit and miss. Alex Gordon versus lefty Liriano at 35. I still don't hate that if you're stacking. Robbie Grossman and Jake Cave, $3,500 each versus Oakland and their opener strategy. Those are some nice values. Brian Goodwin's against Liriano at 34 is interesting. Greg Allen probably not versus Chris Sale. And then other than that, check your lineups. There will be many, many options on a 14-game slate with all of these great, great rosters we have right now. So recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, you got DeGrom, Hill, and Marquez. Down below, you got Castillo and Sabathia. In the mid, or, and then down below, you got Chen, Gant, and then see what opener strategies pop up. Again, the top total so far, we're still missing two games. You got the Yankees versus Yeffrey Ramirez. You got that Miami or the Seattle-Texas game, but watch the weather in that one. It looks nasty. But the Dodgers versus Lauer, love it, love it, love it. I think that's a phenomenal play. Now, the Tigers versus Ian Kennedy can be sneaky, sneaky nice. We got the Royals versus Liriano, of course. The Mets are another sneaky one because they'll always get overlooked, like the lefties especially, but Conforto, Bruce, and those guys against Joe Ross. The Brew Crew versus Ivan Nova, definitely in play tonight, can be someone to target. And then just keep checking lineups. There's a lot of little knick-knacky advantages you can play with these lineups. Let's check out the BVP for today's action and send you on your merry way. Brandon Guyer, 4-for-11 with a homer off Chris Sale. Edwin Encarnacion, 6-for-17, two homers. Adam Rosales, 3 homers. Lindor, 1 homer. Josh Donaldson, 4 homers off of Sale. Take that as you wish. Danvers has taken Bauer deep twice. Mookie Betts, 4-for-11, 3 doubles and a homer. Again, check the lineup there as they just clinched. They might get some days off today. I knew Adam Jones had some history versus CeCe. He's hitting 287, but he's 25-for-87 with 4 doubles, a triple, and 5 home runs. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Bryce Harper, 10-for-28, 2 doubles and 2 homers off Jacob DeGrom. Trey Turner, 7-for-22 with a double and a homer. Zimmerman's taking him deep twice as well. Farther down you look, not too much there. Travis Shaw against Ivan Nova, hitting 632. 12-for-19, 2 doubles and 3 home runs. Jonathan Scope, 5-for-13 with a double and 2 homers. But Travis Shaw, my Lanta, that is good. Victor Martinez, 8-for-24, the homer off Ian Kennedy. Salvi Perez, 4-for-15 with a double and a homer. Bonifacio's homered. Alcides Escobar's homered. Bonifacio will be a cheapie for the Royals against Liriano. Definitely want to keep in mind when you're picking that battle. And then, what's his name? I screwed it up yesterday. I had him in my lineup, and then I took him out like a genius. But there he is. Christian Stewart of the Detroit Tigers is $3,700 versus Ian Kennedy. That is a solid play. He double-donged yesterday. He's been hitting with a lot of pop in the minors, so keep an eye on him as well. As you go down farther now, and we continue this journey through BVP, Enciarte 8-for-17 versus Pivetta. Reese Hoskins, 5-for-10 with 3 doubles versus Tejeron. Boer, 7-for-18, double, triple, homer. Ramos is taking him deep. Odubel Herrera, 3 home runs off of him. Cesar Hernandez out there as well. Senzu Chu, 5-for-10 with a double and a homer off of Rossmo Ramirez. Rugio Dor's taking him deep twice. Told you that price tag was fishy. Altuve, 6-for-17, 3 doubles and a homer versus Andrew Heaney. Marvin Gonzalez taking him deep as well. Justin Upton, 6-for-16, a double and a homer off Garrett Cole. Last but not least, we keep going. You got Goldschmidt, 10-for-23, 2 doubles and 4 home runs off Ramon Marquez. Peralta, 11-for-26, 4 doubles and a homer. I think that might have been pre-2018 Marquez, just a hunch. Trevor Story does own Zach Greinke. We talk about it time and time again. He's 11-for-35, 2 doubles and 5 home runs off Greinke. Cargo's 16-for-54, a double, triple, 5 homers. Matt Holliday's got 2 homers. Blackman, 2 homers. The Rockies have had some serious success versus Zach Greinke, if you want to get weird and trust their struggling bats. And last but not least, Manny Margot, Renfroe, Hedges, Will Myers, and Jose Perella have all homered off Rich Hill, but as a team, in 104 at-bats, they only have 20 hits, hitting a .192. So there you go. Quick hits, 14 games, in the book, less than 30 minutes. Boom. Go check out Benched with Bubba, episode 122 with Brad Reyes of thequantedge.com, talking some NFL, getting you ready for your Week 3 action. Episode 121 with Ryan Bloomfield of Baseball HQ, talking some fantasy baseball as well. We got the two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast previewing Week 3 with myself and James, breaking it all down for you, 15 games all Sunday and Monday night as well. So go check that out. Give ratings and reviews for all the shows, please. I'd really, really appreciate it. It does help a ton, so it goes a long, long ways. Go check out thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED, $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. Go check out draft.com, promo code SDSports for free $3 entry into a tournament of your choice. And everybody have a great, great weekend. We only have like a week of baseball left. We're getting so close. Our times together every morning are about to come to an end, sadly. But I do miss the rest. But I hope everybody's enjoying it. Have a great weekend. Thanks for all the support. Join us in the Slack chat. I'll stop talking now. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 24th, first edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.